Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Appointed. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. One of my favorite children's books for the beginning of the year shares the story of a little girl on her first day of kindergarten. Annabelle is excited, but also a bit apprehensive. Her older sister attempts to build her confidence by reminding her who she is, Annabelle Swift, kindergartner. After a couple of small setbacks that first day, Annabelle shines in her ability to count change, and her teacher appoints her as the first milk monitor of the year. She carries out her role with a sense of pride and confidence. She can do this thing called kindergarten. In our verse for today, Paul, the author of Timothy, starts by thanking Jesus for the strength he has given him. Paul was one of the vilest persecutors of Christians before the Lord came to him and converted him. And yet, this is exactly who the Lord chose for his ministry. The Lord considered him trustworthy and appointed him to his role as missionary. Note where Paul places the credit. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength. As gifted as he was, Paul acknowledges that all he does, all he can do, any blessings that come from his work are the direct result of what Christ has done to and through him. In these words, we hear a sense of gratitude and humility that also lead to confidence. Christ considered me worthy, appointing me to his service. Christ also considers you worthy because of what he has done for you. He has redeemed you and appointed you to serve him in all you do, whether in a classroom of little ones or in your daily life outside of school. We have a tremendous responsibility helping children to grow academically, socially, emotionally, and spiritually. We know ourselves and, if honest, we know our shortcomings all too well. On the outside, we may give the impression that we've got this, while internally we may lack confidence. In humility, we recognize our gifts, our areas of weakness, and our sinful nature. We can thank God for our gifts. We can look for forgiveness when we fail. We can ask the Lord to bless our efforts. And with each blessing that we see, we can confidently say, "It is the Lord." Annabelle's confidence was boosted when her teacher noted her ability, giving her a responsibility. Our confidence comes from the Master Teacher, our Savior Jesus. Our confidence lies in the one who sends us, Jesus. He chose us and gave us gifts to serve him. He's promised to be with us and bless our efforts in spite of our weaknesses. Like Paul, we can look to him for strength and give glory to the one who has chosen us. We pray. Dear Jesus, it is so easy to become discouraged in our work. Help us to remember that you are our strength. Bless all that we do, giving glory to you. In your name, amen. A question to consider. No one can do everything, but we all have gifts. What are some things that you feel confident in doing? What are some things that you might say, "That's not my gift"? Some of the latter are still things that need to be done, aren't they? What can you do when asked or expected to do something you don't feel you have the gifts for? Can you find ways to grow in that area? Can you find someone to partner with who might have those gifts? May God bless all you do to his glory.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.